In today's news headlines, the U.S. Senate has just passed a two-year budget plan that the House passed last week and that President Donald Trump is expected to sign. The bill includes a lifting of the debt ceiling for 2 years, a move that could hamper the agenda of a future Democratic president. Trump tweeted triumphantly about the deal that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi agreed to without a fight, saying, quote, two-year deal gets us past the election. Go for it, Republicans. There is always plenty of time to cut. House Democrats voted for the bill that Trump is hailing without a majority of Republicans backing it. In the Senate, both parties passed the bill with majorities. 10 contenders for the Democratic presidential nomination debated one another on Wednesday evening in an event hosted by CNN, the second day of debates. Among the frontrunners in that debate were Senator Kamala Harris and former Vice President Joe Biden, who had clashed in the previous debate. This time round, Biden and Harris had somewhat of a rematch, but Harris faced strong pushback from Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard on her criminal justice record while she was Attorney General of California.
She put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
That's Hawaii Congresswoman Gabbard challenging Senator Harris on her criminal justice record. Joe Biden also faced pushback from other candidates and protesters in the audience. While Biden responded to Julian Castro, a member of the audience chanted 3 million deportations, referring to the number of undocumented immigrants that the Obama administration deported.
Nearly 800,000 immigrants were deported, far more than during President Trump's first 2 years. Would the higher deportation rates resume if you're president?
Absolutely not, number one. Number two, everything landed on the president's desperate locus. I found that the secretary, we sat together in many meetings. The fact is, I don't know if you can hear, I can hear, but anyway.
We can hear fine, Mr. Vice President. Please continue if you will.
Senator Cory Booker also challenged Biden, calling him out for disavowing Obama's legacy when it was convenient.
Mr. Vice President, you can't have it both ways. You invoke President Obama more than anybody in this campaign. You can't do it when it's convenient and then dodge it when it's not.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand also challenged Biden on words he had written about the role of women in society in 1981, but Biden failed to respond. During his closing statements, Biden offered an advertisement for his campaign that perplexed many.
If you agree with me, go to Joe 30330 and help me in this fight. Thank you very much.
According to Newsweek, as Americans began Googling Joe 30330 or Joe 3030 following Biden's remarks, the paper found that both Joe30330.com and Joe30330.com redirected to websites plugging the presidential campaign of South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio was among the 10 candidates that debated on Wednesday night, and his presence prompted well-known activists Tamika Mallory and Linda Sarsour, who were in the audience, to chant Fire Pantaleo. Daniel Pantaleo was just exonerated for his role in the killing of Eric Garner and remains on the NYPD force. The chants were made twice during the debate, and de Blasio was later asked about why Pantaleo remained on the force, and he claimed he could not fire Pantaleo while the Justice Department was investigating. AP pointed out that this was a lie, saying, quote, the police commissioner who reports to de Blasio could act at any time to fire Pantaleo. In other news, a majority of House Democrats, 118 out of 235, now support impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to block impeachment efforts. It is thought that Trump's recent attacks against Congressman Elijah Cummings gave greater impetus to lawmakers. A gun store in North Carolina has garnered attention for a billboard showing the faces of the four freshman congresswomen of color that Trump has repeatedly lobbed racist attacks at. The billboard has a caption saying, "The four horsemen are cometh," with the word cometh crossed out and replaced by idiots. It advertises the gun shop, and in a social media post, the shop owners call on Trump voters to come and get a free sticker of the image. Critics denounce the image as inciting violence against the four women lawmakers. Meanwhile, two gun control organizations, Giffords Group and March for Our Lives, announced that they would be hosting a presidential forum on gun violence this fall. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pushed through the confirmations of 19 Trump-appointed judges to lifetime appointments ahead of the congressional summer recess. Critics say he was taking advantage of the distraction provided by the 2 days of Democratic debates. CNN panelists did not ask candidates about judges or the judiciary. Trump this week retaliated against Navy prosecutors who charged a Navy SEAL that Trump had been publicly supporting and who was recently acquitted for his role in alleged war crimes in Iraq. After the Navy awarded medals to the prosecutors, according to the New York Times, he, quote, publicly instructed Pentagon officials to strip them of the medals. His announcement was a remarkable rebuke by a president of his own Navy leadership. The New York Times this week published a report based on public records and interviews with friends of billionaire and accused pedophile Jeffrey Epstein about how he wanted to, quote, seed the human race with his DNA. Epstein hobnobbed with well-known scientists like Steven Pinker and apparently, quote, told scientists and businessmen about his ambitions to use his New Mexico ranch as a base where women would be inseminated with his sperm and would give birth to his babies. Public Citizen released a report about how the nation's top four tech companies, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Amazon, are flooding Capitol Hill with lavish campaign donations. According to the report, the company spent a whopping $346 million on lobbying and contributions between 2010 and 2018. And Politico just reported that two former top staffers to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have lobbied Congress and the Treasury Department on the development of a new Kentucky aluminum mill backed by the Russian aluminum giant Rusal. McConnell has been fighting against the label of hashtag Moscow Mitch for killing two bills related to protecting U.S. elections from Russian attackers. And finally, in international news, a missile strike in the southern Yemeni city of Aden has killed more than 50 people. The target was apparently a camp that houses forces loyal to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, countries that have fought a devastating U.S.-backed war in Yemen for years. And that does it for our news headlines.